their tables. All right, we're on 8111. There's a G1 through 5 asking for reversal. Yes, sir.
Good morning again. Roberto Laseca, BOAF, Code Development Committee, speaking on 8111. Basically, this is an appendix to M, and the reason for this and the comments is the fact that all we're doing is updating the references to conform to the current FEMA standard with regards to the replacement of FEMA P646 with ASC 7-2016. And one of my colleagues asked with regards to the tsunami, and I reminded him of two things. One, we do have a seismic zone in Florida, in the northern part, which may or may not ever come into play in case we have a tiny earthquake that does something to it and we have a 6-inch rogue wave coming in, but it could happen. Second, with regards to insurance, we want to make sure that we're in good stead with FEMA. So I would recommend that you would reverse your decision and just adopt this because it is a standard and it's part of the appendix, and therefore we don't create any issues later with regards to FEMA and reimbursement and all that other wonderful stuff, which, as you know, the legislature told us to make sure that we don't misstep with the feds. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? I see AIA. Anybody in support? I mean, in opposition? Doug, you want to come up?
My name's Doug Buck. I represent the Florida Home Builders Association. Again, this is another one of those things. Yes, if this is something that FEMA will ding us on, then we should have it in the code. How do we know they will? I mean, I'm pretty familiar with ISO ratings and FEMA. Not having seismic will be a meaningful ding on our ratings. Just saying it, I'm not sure. I'd like to have a letter or something from FEMA or ISO ratings that states, yes, Florida, you take this out. Now we have new information and a reason to do it.
All right, anybody else in opposition? Would you like a rebuttal? Oh, your FRSA is in opposition. Okay, going back, would you like a rebuttal?
Basically, this was acted upon and brought out at the ICC meetings for the simple reason that FEMA had proposed this. So therefore, that is part of the revisions, and we all want to update it. That's the reason for it, and it is an appendix. It is not part of the main code, as we all know. It's just a reference appendix for those areas that are subject to that possibility.
Okay. Any rebuttal from the opponents? Shaking their heads. Back to the TAC if you wish to reverse your recommendation.
A comment?
Sure. As far as comments go, I think last time around I had mentioned that I was hoping that they would come back and reserve this appendix and delete it because we're not part of a tsunami zone. That didn't happen. And as a result, I hate to see us not be current with current standard practices. So in light of that, I'll probably support these next four. I don't think they're needed, but I don't want to see us not keep current with current requirements and designs.
Okay. Any other comments before we take our vote? All right. If you support your reversal and in favor of the comment, please raise your hands. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you don't, all right. 7. 4-7, not in support of the comment. 8115, asking for reversal.
8115 is very similar. Again, it's updating to the ASC 7-2016, the same logic with regards to FEMA, and it is part of the appendix, so I ask for your support to reversal.
Anybody wish to speak in favor? CIA, anybody in opposition? Coming back to the TAC, if you wish to reverse and support the comment, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, if you don't. 8, 3-8, not in support of the comment. 8117, requesting reversal.
8116 is tied into the same appendix with regards to Florida, and it also talks about the design zone map, and this is part of the requirements under FEMA that we have a current one cross-referenced properly. So I ask for your support on the comment to reverse your NAR.
All right. Anybody wish to speak in favor of the comment? I see AIA. Anybody in opposition? Not seeing any. Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse your on 8117, raise your hands on, in support of the comment. One, two, three, four. If you don't support the comment, that's seven, not in support of the comment. All right, 8118, asking for reversal.
On 8118, what we're talking about here is just the design zone map and also to meet or exceed the inundation limit given under ASC 7, which cross-references back to the typical FEMA plan as far as the flood criteria. So again, on the general comment, as for your reversal of the NAR.
Anybody in support of the comment? I see AIA. Anybody in opposition? I see FRSA. Coming back to the TAC, if you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. One, two, three, four. If you don't, raise your hands. It's 4-7, not in support of the comment. All right, 8120, requesting reversal.
Okay, on 8120, we're still on the same subject as far as the appendix on M, and this covers the same requirements with regards to the planning criteria under the P646 requirements and updates it. So therefore, I ask your support on the recommendation to reverse the NAR.
Anybody in support of the comment? AIA, opposition, FRSA, back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse and support the comment, raise your hands. One, two, three, four. If you don't, like sign. 4-7, not in support of the comment. 8391, requesting reverse with a general comment. Is anybody here on this one? Are you here for this one? No. Okay. If you wish to reverse yourself, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. All right, not in support of the comment on a 0-11 basis. Next is 7840, requesting a reversal. Yes, sir.
Steve Zoak with the American Concrete Institute. ACI is a professional society. We're not a product or trade association. Our members working with the International Concrete Repair Institute developed these code requirements in response to industry need to safeguard the public. Guidance documents have been around for over 50 years, and we're still seeing more than 50% of concrete repair and evaluation failures in less than 20 years, which is just inappropriate for the public. ACI 562-19 is now published. A copy has been made available, and it's readily available. So part of the reasoning for the NRA was because the document wasn't published. It is now published, and we recommend reversal. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the public in support?
Hello. This is Randy Shackleford with Simpson Strong Tie. We're a manufacturer of the types of products used to repair concrete that are covered by this standard. We think it is very important that the evaluation and design of concrete repairs start to be standardized as will occur if this proposal is approved. Currently, a designer has no guidance on how to evaluate existing damaged structural concrete and how to design a repair. And a code official has no way to evaluate that design once it is submitted for approval. For us, the issue is that frequently these designs are provided by the manufacturer under a delegated design process. Not that this happens often, but when the manufacturer is doing the design, you can see there could be the temptation to provide, let's just say, the most economical design in order to win the bid. And so we think this approval of this standard will provide manufacturers at least the minimum requirements for design so that it will provide a level playing field. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in support of the comment? I see several hands in the back. Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, coming to the TAC, if you wish to reverse in support of the comment, raise your hands. One, two, three, four. It's 11-0 in support of the comment, which is reversal. Okay. 8169, requesting a reverse.
Reverse.
reimbursement.
Debbie Nutter, Representative BOAF. There are two other mods that this is very similar to, so I'm asking to withdraw.
All right. Comments withdrawn by the proponent. 7970, several comments requesting reversal of TAC action.
Hal Barono, H.W. Barono & Associates, and also representing BOAF. Stand by a previous, this modification simplifies and clarifies language between work area and prescriptive.
Okay, does anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody in opposition? All right, back to the TAC. If you wish to support the comment in reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. Not in support on a 0 to 11 basis. 8016, several comments requesting reversal. Yes, sir.
This proposed code modification addresses unreinforced masonry wall anchors.
All right, anybody wish to speak in favor? Opposition? Seeing none, back to TAC if you wish to reverse. In support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. 8024, question reversal.
Yes, this proposed modification also addresses unreinforced wall, CMU wall anchors.
Anybody from the public in support? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse in support of the comment, raise your hands. If not, raise your hands now. 0 to 11, not in support. All right. 8051, requesting reversal.
This proposed code modification addresses unreinforced masonry partitions and wall anchors.
Anybody from the public wish to comment? In favor? In opposition? Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you support reversal, raise your hands. If you don't support the comment, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. 8075, requesting reversal of your recommendation. Yes, sir.
This proposed code modification reconciles language between descriptive and work area methods.
Anybody from the public in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse on the support of the comment, raise your hand. If you don't support the comment, raise your hand. 0 to 11, not in support. All right, well, now we have the Ann Russo comments. 8231, requesting reversal.
Debbie Nutter, representing BOAF. This appears to be a duplicate one that I'm wishing to have no comment.
Okay. If you support having no comment, raise your hands.
By the way, the fire tech also took this up and no comment needed.
All right. No comment needed. Everybody agree? All right. 11 to 0. No comment needed. All right. Next is 8232, requesting reversal.
This is the same situation. It's duplication, and I request no comment.
TAC members, if you support no comment, raise your hands. Okay.
And the fire TAC also took it up, and they did the same thing. No comment needed.
11 to 0, no comment. 8241.
This one is a duplicate of two other mods again, and I request a withdrawal.
All right. So you're withdrawn by the proponent. A245, question reversal.
This one again is a duplicate and I request no comment.
If you support no comment, TAC members, raise your hand, please. 11 to 0, no comment is needed. 8248, requesting reversal.
This is a duplicate, I request no comment.
Okay, if you support that, raise your hands. It's 11 to 0, no comment needed. All right, 8250.
Again, this was a duplicate, and I request no comment.
TAC members, if you agree, raise your hands. 11 to 0, no comment is needed. 8380.
Uh, John Farinelli, JC Code. It's come to our attention that this modification has already been addressed in a similar mod, so we'd like to withdraw this one.
All right, comment withdrawn by proponent. 7525, comment A1. Eric?
Eric Stafford, representing IBHS. This is the roof diaphragm issue, that the one that triggers a number of structural retrofits when you're replacing the roof covering. We've had had debates on this for at least this cycle and last cycle, and we tried to find some common ground. There's been a lot of different comments over the past, like I said, the past two cycles, and we think we've landed on a good spot. We've worked with FRSA and some of the other key stakeholders on this issue, and A1 represents part of a package that includes some other proposals that are going to come up in the roofing tack that address this issue. Primarily, what it does, it takes part of mod number 7960, or takes 7960, which the roofing tack approved at the last hearings. It's not on this agenda because there were no comments on it, but it was submitted by Gasper Rodriguez with Miami-Dade County. It was approved by the structural tack. The roofing tack. And changes the trigger to where it only applies where 30% of the roof deck is being removed or replaced instead of just the roof covering. But as part of that, it adds to the mitigation section where right now it only applies to site-built single-family dwellings. It adds any building with a wood roof deck. Will have to be had the roof deck fastening would have to be evaluated, and if not re-nailed in accordance with the mitigation provisions. Also, as part of that, FRSA, as and I think Mike will speak to this in a few minutes, has agreed to support two other proposals in the coming up in the roofing tack that pertain to the sealed roof deck. I only have a little bit of time left, but we urge your support of A1, and as part of the complete package that we think we've all come to an agreement on, and it's a good landing spot for this issue. And we, like I said, we urge your support of A1. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak in support of A1? Mr. Silvers, Mike.
Mike Silvers with FRSA. As Eric said, we've talked about this quite a bit, and I've been here and talked with both the tacks, both the roofing tack and the structural tack, as well as the commission at several different points. This is a really hard provision for roofing contractors to deal with, just a simple roof replacement, triggering a roof diaphragm analysis and all of the folks involved in that. I will point you to the fact we did the building commission paid for a study from UF, and their suggestions or conclusions at the end of the study on the roof diaphragm issue was to setting a minimum deck attachment criteria similar to wood decks. Well, this change does that. It in fact brings the wood deck, the way we deal with wood decks, from the hurricane mitigation into this section. It also says on properties valued over a certain threshold, which this does still have the $300,000 threshold in it. So it's not actually every wood structure, but every wood structure with a value, structural value of above $300,000. And then conducting a cost impact analysis for future code changes, which again, we knew that this one did have a cost analysis done when it came over from the IBC as part of the existing building code. The roofing contractors are giving up quite a little bit on this too by expanding the hurricane mitigation requirements into these other structures. But the original intent of the section that we're dealing with on the roof diaphragm, the person who actually proposed it, their intention was to deal only with wood decks. It just didn't get written that way. So we think this is a great change, and we urge your support.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak in support? Home builders, raise their hands.
Gaspar Rodriguez, Miami-Dade Code Administration. And yes, we're in agreement. We talked to them, and again, it's an old issue. We've hashed it for about 3 or 4 years, and this is going to be a great agreement.
All right, anybody else in support?
Mike Fisher with Kellen, speaking for ARMA. And I think if you look at what's presented before you now, this is a compromise where nobody's really happy. And I think that's the definition of the best compromise, because, as they said, everybody's given up a little bit here. And I just want to also mention that Eric made the point that this is not a proposal standing out here on its own. There are a lot of other discussions that were had on other related provisions. So if the action between this TAC and the roofing TAC are consistent today, what's going to end up being produced is a better improved Florida code overall. So I would urge you to accept this along with the other mods. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Oh, I thought of somebody in the rear in support. Anybody in opposition? That's what I thought. No opposition. Back to the TAC. If you're in support of comment A1, raise your hands. Yay. It's 11-0. Very good. Good job.
Thank you.
Stakeholders working together. That's what it's all about. Okay. Let's get on to 8079, a requesting reversal. Mr. Barrino.
I'm Hal Barrino. This proposed modification addresses limited and minor upgrades.
Mr. Barrino, can you hold down the mic? We can't hear you.
And maybe turn it toward you as well.
Yeah.
Better?
Yes.
Oh, good. This proposed code modification addresses limited and minor upgrades to requirements for structural damage. Yes, due to snow. I do recall the time when I was actually riding my motorcycle in the snow in Brooksville. So we do occasionally get it down here, and particularly in the panhandle. So I ask for your support on this proposed modification.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Mike?
Mike Silvers, FRSA. We are opposed to any reference to snow loads on structural stuff in Florida. We've been removing it for years. Don't think it should be there, and don't think it's appropriate. Thank you.
All right. You want to comment, Ms. Barrino, or not?
I agree with that 99.9% of the time.
All right. All right. Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse yourself in support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. So it's 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. All right. 8088, requesting reversal. Yes, sir.
This proposed code modification addresses the definition regarding risk category, live loads, no load, and wind loads.
Anybody wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse yourself in support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, like sign. Not in support of the comment on a 0-11 basis. All right, next is 8090, requesting reversal. Yes, sir.
This addresses the table that is titled risk category, but it also, we're requesting to delete the language that ties the occupancy requirements directly to wind loads and snow loads.
All right, anybody in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC. If you wish to in support of the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you're not in support of the comment, raise your hands. Not in support on a 0 to 11 basis. All right, 8356, requesting reversal. Is anybody here on comment 8356? And coming to the TAC, if you are supporting the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you're not, like sign. 0 to 11, not in support. You have one more, Mr. Barrino. Do you want to speak to it? 8296, requesting reversal.
This proposal has to do with the exceptions to the group R occupancies regarding Section A303.
All right, anybody in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse in support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. All right, not in support of the comment on a 0 to 11 basis. Next is 7214, requesting reversal. Joe Crumlin, anybody wish to comment? All right, back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse, raise your hands. If not, raise your hands now. Not in support of the comment. It's 0 to 11, not in support. right? Again, from Joe Crum, 7382, requesting reversal. Are you coming up for this one? No? Okay. Then if you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. Not in support on a 0-11 basis. All right, 7504, requesting reversal.
Roberto Laiseca, BOAF Code Development, and with the Chair's permission, I'd like to ask Mo a question, if I may.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Mo, 7520 is almost identical.
Yes,
the only difference with 7504 is the weather tightness. Is it possible as a staff commentary to make that modification to add the weather tightness to the definition?
Do you want to add it to the residential definition or the commercial? Because you,
I like it on both, actually, but we approved 7520. Is it going to, if I move to reverse this and 7504 gets approved also, could we also add that to 7520, which we already have approved, or they have supported the reversal on the NAR?
I think you can, if the committee wanted, you can affirm this one with the note that we make both consistent, both definition consistent.
Thank you. Chair, what I would like to comment on 7504 is this is almost an identical duplicate of 7520 on which you have reversed and supported reversal of the NAR. The only difference within the two definitions is the addition of the weather tightness, which is important because it fits with the AMA and other criteria which we use in buildings. So I would request that you support the reversal of the NAR, and if you could also make a comment to staff to add that to the 7520, would be appreciated. Thank you.
So to correlate it with 7520. Okay. Anybody from the Hill I can support?
Mr. Chairman.
One second.
Representing the manufacturers, we concur. We ask your support on 7504 residential and 7520 commercial. Same issues. And ask you for your support on these two.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor? I see AAA. Anybody in opposition? I'm not seeing any. Coming back to the TAC, if you wish to support the comment, raise your hands. All right, it's 11-0 in support with the comment to make the correlation between the residential and the commercial codes on the definition. All right. 7709, requesting reversal. Is anybody here on 7709? Which is a Barone Jeanette or Jeanette Barone. Okay, coming back to the TAC, if you wish to reverse your previous recommendation, raise your hand. If you wish to not support the comment, raise your hand. It's 0-11, not in support. All right, 7434 was Kevin Hill. I think these are all the same foundation issues. I guess he's left. All right, if you don't support the comment, raise your hands. If you do, if you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0-11, not in support of the comment. 7435, again from Kevin Hill. Is anybody from the public in support of the comment, in opposition to the comment? Okay, then we come back to the TAC. Do you support the comment? Raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. 0-11, not in support. Again from Kevin Hill. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't support the comment, raise your hands. 0-11, not in support. Here's one from Ann Russo, 7632, requesting reversal. Seeing nobody coming up. If you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't support the comment, raise your hands. Okay, so it's 0-11, not in support. All right, next is 7699, requesting a reversal.
Randy Shackelford, Simpson Strong Tie. This proposal really does provide a needed clarification on a very important connection, and that's of the bottom of a wall to a foundation. And so I would like to request that you overturn it and approve this. Thank you.
All right, anybody else in support of the comment? I see some other folks, other stakeholders. Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC. If you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sorry, raise your hands one more time. All right, and if you don't support it, all right, it's 8-2 in support of the comment. I'm sorry, 9-2 in support of the comment. All right, 8385, requesting reversal from Craig Connor. Is anybody here on this one? Seeing nobody, back to the TAC. If you wish to support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. Very good. Okay, 7657 from Ann Russo, requesting reversal. If you, seeing anybody from the public, wish to comment, seeing none, back to the TAC. If you wish to support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. All right, 7661 does have an alternate, and there's some general comments regarding reversing your previous action. Mr. Paul Coates made the A1. Go ahead, sir.
Paul Coates, American Wood Council. The A1 modification, I believe it's the A1, sorry to
one, yes.
Down. Okay. A1 modification would bring it into consistency with the 2018 IBC language. Our concern with the original language had been that the alternative decking should be approved by the code official and installed in the store in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. And the language that had been proposed just sort of implied that it always needed to be approved without any further direction. So A1, we think, clears it up and makes it the change okay. Whether you still like all the rest of the change or not, I don't really have an opinion on. But if you are interested in this change, I would suggest A1.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak in support of the comment?
Randy Shackelford, Simpson Strong Tie. We support A1 also. We think it's important to allow these alternate methods, but of course they'll still be covered under Florida product approval, so you don't really have to worry about the wind resistance and everything. Thank you.
Anybody else in support? I see some folks in the rear. Anybody in opposition?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dave.
It appears that they've eliminated the section call-out. What normally, you know, like the original modification changed this from 507.4 to 507.7. They've just crossed it out. They didn't tell us what section this is. Or am I missing something?
Paul, you want to respond?
I'm sorry, I don't have the mod in front of me, but was that in my A1 that got crossed out?
In A1, you have 507.4 crossed out with nothing added for a section number. The original modification changed it from 507.4 to 507.7. So in your A1 modification, you're not telling us what section this is.
Well, I'm sorry. My fault then.
Scroll down. I think they have another page there.
Right. The original text says R507.7, and
you need a section number.
And Paul strikes it out. It just has the word decking.
I'm adding the section 507.7.
I don't know what you're adding. I'm just telling you it doesn't have a section number.
So it looks like the R507.4 got struck twice.
Okay. Just if I may add.
First of all, modification 2, part of the 507.7.
And the table number.
Go ahead, Mike.
Joe just said it. The table number's gone also.
Yeah. That's a good point. Thank you.
So, Paul, I guess what you're asking for is your alternate with the original?
To an extent.
Actually, I'm not sure that works, so maybe it's broken beyond repair.
Maybe you need to work on it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it the way it is.
Right. So if you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. All right. Not in support of the comment. I think you understand why. Okay. 7727 is, again, Jeanette Barone, and requesting reversal. Anybody here from the public in either direction? Seeing none. If you wish to TAC members, if you wish to reverse in support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, like sign. All right, 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. 7731, also from Jeanette Barone, requesting reversal. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you're in favor of the comment, raise your hands. If you're not, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. Paul, you're next. It's 8080. Actually, somebody else may have made the comment. 8081, there was a request for reversal. Not from you, but from somebody else. So, if you wish to speak on it, feel free. Are you in support of the comment?
Well, I'm in support of no current recommendation.
Right, so against the comment. Anybody else wish to speak in favor or against the comment? Back to the TAC. If you wish to support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands to affirm your previous action. Non-support of the comment on a 0 to 11. The next one is 8084. I think it's basically the same situation. Somebody's requesting reversal. Mr. Coates, who didn't get an, got an NAR, thinks that's the right move at this point. If you support the comment for reversal, raise your hands. If you don't, raise them for not supporting. 0 to 11, non-support of the comment. All right, 7716 was also by Jeanette Barone requesting a reversal. Anybody from the public wish to speak for or against? Back to the TAC. If you wish to support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise them now. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. 7719 is also from Jeanette Barone requesting a reversal of your recommendation. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor or against? Seeing none, back to the TAC. If you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't support it, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. 7833, requesting reversal of your recommendation. Yes, sir.
Scott McAdam, BOAF. That's true. We're requesting a reversal of this mod. We want changes made editorial to table R702.1, parenthesis 3, cement plaster portions, parts by volume, and also section R703.7.1, lath, and R703.7.2, plaster. So if you take a look at the table, there are some editorial things that we're looking for, and one thing just to point out that if this doesn't pass, it'd be nice if staff, Mo, could take a look at it, because in the table for the first coat for masonry, you can't have stucco without any kind of cement, so that one volume needs to be at least placed over to the other column. So there's a couple of small editorials like that that are needed. I'll also point out that this aligns with the appropriate standards, and also just to point out an editorial with our proposal, we actually spelt one of the words wrong. So if you look at item number 3, we spelled blended wrong for blended hydraulic cement. So I'm just looking for support. So at least the table needs to be changed for the proposal. Thank you.
Anybody wish to speak in support of the comment? I see some folks, AIA and some building officials. Are you here in support or in opposition? Go ahead.
Mike Sarks, Florida Lath and Plaster Bureau. They are correct in fixing this table. It will align with the ASTM standards. However, and we support that. However, there's so much stuff wrong in the other parts of that that we're probably going to have a whole new section to come to you next time around.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in support, opposition? All right, then back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse your previous action in support of the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support. 7943 was submitted by Ann Russo requesting a reversal. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on this one?
John Farinelli, JC Code. Come to our attention again that a previous mod has covered this issue in its entirety, and therefore we wish to request a withdrawal.
Proponent has withdrawn this one, 7943. The next one is 8346, requesting a reversal from John Wispin.
Scott McAdam speaking for John. This proposal we want to withdraw because there's a duplicate out there that was passed, and also the next one, 8348, withdraw.
All right, proponent has withdrawn 8346 and 8348 due to duplication. All right, Joe Belcher's next. Joe? 8396, alternate one.
Sorry.
Are we
We worked with, this is the one? Yeah, we worked with AMA on this. There's some, the way the language is in the code, it starts out with that flashing has to be corrosion resistant, which is leading some jurisdictions to say you have to have metal flashing and not allowing things like liquid flashing and other materials. So this is just basically a cleanup for that, to take that corrosion resistant language out. If you have metal, it has to be corrosion resistant. If it's one of the other materials, then you have to follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Anybody else wish to speak in favor? I see some hands in the rear. Anybody in opposition? I see some others in support. Back to the TAC. Dick, do you want to say something?
Representing the AMA, as Mr. Belt, my colleague Mr. Belcher just said, we totally support this and ask your approval of the language. Thank you.
All right. If you're in support of comment A1, raise your hands, please. It's 11-0 in support of comment A1. All right, 7726, requesting reversal. Scott?
Scott McAdams speaking for BOEF. We want to withdraw this one also.
Okay, proponent has withdrawn 7726. Next is 8092, requesting reversal. Mr. Coates?
Paul Coates, American Wood Council. This was a change. This still has utility. It appears like one of those prescriptive code sections, but this section is not deleted by the previous action. It is a section on roof sheathing, and we did submit this change to 2018 International Residential Code. It does set a limit on the overhang or the cantilever for the roof sheathing. And this was spurred by the new wind pressures in both ASC 710, and this also works for ASC 716. So we think this provision has some utility to limit that overhang with those new wind pressures. So we would ask for your approval of this.
Does anybody else wish to speak in favor? I see AIA, BOAF, and IBHS, FRSA. Engineers, a broad spectrum of stakeholders. Anybody in opposition? Seeing none. Oh, home builders in opposition. I'll get you in a second, Jamie.
Doug Buck, home builders. Again, what I'm trying to understand is, wow, this is a good idea now. Why wasn't it a good idea when we heard it before? And so if he described it a little bit, maybe sometimes when the TAC is getting ready to change their recommendation, if there can be just a little bit of discussion about why it was rejected before. That's what I'm kind of looking at. So not really opposed, but it's still, this is going to be, we got more TAC meetings coming, so it's still going to be just a growing question that I have. Thanks.
All right, anybody else wish to speak? Did you want to rebut, so to speak?
Paul Coates, American Wood Council. It's possible. I don't remember for sure, but it's possible I may have asked for no affirmative recommendation on this, thinking it was part of the prescriptive provisions. I wonder if that happened. I can't remember, though. So that may have been why originally.
Okay. All right. Then, do you want to take an additional comment?
Sure.
Go ahead.
We have time.
Just real quickly, I mean, that's my recollection that Paul, this got hung up in the, we're not opposed to this one. This one got hung up in the prescriptive limits that we were trying to get rid of last time. So we agree with Paul. Thank you.
Right, that's an explanation. Very good. Back to the TAC. Jamie, go ahead.
If this is going to have support, we might want to make the correction to the overhang. It currently reads overhand framing.
Okay. All right, so if you support the comment for the reversal with the correction of the spelling, raise your hands. It's 11-0 in support of the comment. Paul, you're up next again. 8255, I think there's a request for a reversal, but it may not be from you, I'm not sure.
And what's the vote?
11 on 8092 is 11-0 in support of the
support.
Comment.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
8255, are you here, Randy, on this one?
Yes. Randy Shackelford, Simpson Strong Tie. We urge you to approve this one. This does, not only is this footnote redundant, but it actually causes a conflict with footnote H, and as the reason statement said, this footnote should have been removed when footnote H was added. Thank you.
All right. Paul?
Paul Coates, American Wood Council. This table has been removed, I believe, by 8150.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So we think it just needs to go NAR.
You're right.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak on this one?
Randy.
Comments withdrawn. Mr. Coates is requesting that you affirm your previous action. All right. If you support the comment to reverse your action, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands. 0 to 11, not in support of the comment. All right, 8378, a general comment for reversal. Greg Connor, anybody here on that mod? Seeing none. Back to the TAC. If you support the comment, raise your hands. If you don't, raise your hands now. All right, 0 to 11, not in support. All right, 7996, requesting reversal. Tom?
Tom Speedo, Steel Deck Institute, representing the proponent, Bonnie Manley. We don't support the general comment that was submitted. We want to keep this as NAR. The original proposal is listed in the 2018 edition, which is incorrect. The 2019 edition of S-230 was accepted in S-7991.
All right, anybody else wish to speak on the comment? In favor or against? Back to the TAC. If you wish to reverse yourself, raise your hands. If you wish to not support the comment, raise your hands. All right, 0 to 11, not in support. All right, Mr. Belcher? 8395, you have a alternate language here?
Is this AAF again?
Yes, yep. Yes.
A3.
Belcher, Aluminum Association of Florida. This is just updating the standard in chapters 35 and 46, the Aluminum Association guide. We've approved the guide, so this is updating the reference.
All right, anybody wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC if you support the comment, A3. Raise your hands. It's 11 to 0 in support of the comment. All right, Mr. Chairman, that concludes that. Is there any additional comments from anybody? If not, Mr. Chairman, you could adjourn us.
Thank you, Jeff, and I want to thank the TAC. As always, they did a great job. Before we adjourn, Tom, is there any time frame to start the next TAC meeting?
Roofing TAC will start at 1, and if you ordered lunch, it'll be served in the bar at noon.
And with that, if there's no further business, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.